The 2019-2020 Golden State Warriors NBA season is upon us. Tune in to KINS 106.3 FM for all the action this season.
Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS FM.
I'm Steve Kimberling with Eureka Payments with today's community comment. If you're listening to the radio today, you must have survived the blur of Black Friday. If you were one of the brave souls who hit the stores before the crack of dawn the day after Thanksgiving, you did your part in American spending, which was reported at $7.4 billion, a 20% increase from last year. Equally important to our community is Small Business Saturday, a day nationally focused on shopping at our local businesses, something I believe we should take care to do all year long. In recent studies, 71% of American consumers stated they prefer to use credit or debit cards as opposed to cash. Chances are you use your plastic every week, if not almost every day. The interaction with merchants when using your card for payment continues to evolve, from swiping the strip to dipping your chip, and the increased acceptance of mobile payments such as Apple Pay and Google Pay, the convenience of electronic payments has never been greater. This year, you may be noticing some different interactions with merchants when you choose to use your card. For example, major card brands Visa and MasterCard are no longer requiring a signature when using your chip card. If you're waiting with pen in hand to sign your name, it may no longer be required. Continue to use that pen to leave a tip if you're at a restaurant, but don't let the lack of a signature line scare you off. Although this may cause a little anxiety as we break from our usual consumer routine, rest assured that your transactions are still protected by the same cardholder provisions that have been in place for many years. We do encourage cardholders to remain diligent in monitoring your card activity. This time of year, it is especially important to monitor your credit card activity, as this is the season when fraudsters seem to be working overtime. Frequently checking your card usage online or on your mobile app and reporting suspicious activity is one of the best things we as consumers can be doing. Check with your card company's online system and set alerts for transactions over certain dollar amounts or from specific geographical locations can also provide much quicker recognition of misuse of your account. Keeping track of our spending is especially important when shopping online. Most merchants will require your ship-to address to be what is used for your billing address for your credit card, and there is many other fraud checks that are in place, but that doesn't mean we as consumers should be any less diligent in keeping track of what's happening on our card account. I personally rarely use cash and rely on my debit and credit card for everything from my morning coffee to pretty much all of my Christmas shopping. I do so with confidence in the system that is in place, but also understand that I have a responsibility to monitor activities on my card and encourage others to do the same. In closing, I'd like to say a sincere thanks to our amazing local community for supporting local businesses, including my own. This has been Steve Kimberling of Eureka Payments with today's community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS FM, Blue Lake, California.